gentle viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. On this edition, we meet nutritional consultant and health expert, Dr. Fred Bishi, a raw vegan from New York City, USA. For decades, Dr. Bishi has taught people how to maintain health through correct diet, with an emphasis on choosing ideal food combinations and quantities. He also advises his clients on what types of food to avoid. His television show, Eat Your Way to Health, was very popular in the greater New York City area and won the famed Nova Award for Best Television Health Series. Recently, Dr. Bishi also published a book and companion DVD about diet and nutrition called Your Healthy Journey. At present, Dr. Bishi is traveling around the world to promote healthy lifestyles. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent met with Dr. Bishi on his recent trip to Australia.
I'm a nutritional consultant with a PhD in nutritional science in New York City. I've been in practice about 43 years and probably have seen between 30 and 35,000 people in that time frame. My mission here is to focus on the deteriorating health conditions of the world. And I know in the United States people are getting progressively sicker, more and more cases of cancer and diseases getting out of control. And I understand Australia's pretty much in the same situation. And I believe my idea is a combination of philosophy and science, and is to help people to realize that you can actually change your life if you're willing to change your lifestyle.
We asked Dr. Bishi about his raw vegan diet, which is formally defined as foods that are uncooked or cooked at temperatures below 49 degrees Celsius.
As a raw food vegan, have not eaten any cooked food at all in over 40 years. I probably got interested, took a look at a vegan lifestyle probably 53, 54 years ago, and started to take a look at it clinically.
Dr. Bishi has developed the intermediate level menu, a systematic dietary program which, he says, can improve health.
And the key is what's actually more important than what you do eat is what you don't eat, because what you don't eat frees your body up to operate at peak efficiency. What you do eat, I mean, this is a simplistic explanation, provides all the nutrients that we need in its highest biological form, and then we could evolve to be the sophisticated biological organism that we were designed to be. God said, let us make man in our image. So we are really the same. I've done a lot of studying about evolution and genetics and creation. I have my own ideas. But Genesis 1:29 says, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, this will be yours for food. Mm. So I believe that's 100% true.
Yes.
Now, when you think about this, when this was written, science did not come to the conclusion that this was a healthy diet till about maybe 50 years ago. Up until that time, how could they possibly have known that the way to go was a raw vegan diet? Mm-hmm. They knew it that time because it's divinely inspired. It's godly chosen.
Yes.
That's the way we were designed to be.
To Dr. Bishi, the decisions we make in everyday life determine whether we are healthy and vibrant.
What we're making a terrible mistake is we don't understand the key for our bodies to become this highly evolved spiritual, vibrational, electrical, chemical, biological piece of equipment is based on the choices that we make and what we leave out of our life. If I'm a drug addict, I'm not making the right type of a choice, and it's interfering with our chemistry and can cause problems in the human chemistry and derangement in our brain chemistry.
Meat consumption has a hugely detrimental impact on our bodies.
Meat is a very concentrated form of protein and fat. It's the hardest thing to digest. And when you cook it, you're altering the molecular makeup, so it's even harder to digest. And you're also, you have to expend a lot of energy to break down animal protein and animal fat. And you have to speed up your metabolism. Whenever you're speeding up your metabolism over a period of lifetime, you're accelerating your aging process. But it's very deceiving because of the nitrogenous byproducts that are in animal protein. You're also ingesting the animal's urea and all the other waste products that are in his flesh that have not been removed through the urine and through the feces. There isn't anything in animal protein that it provides that you can't get from a plant-based diet.
When we return, Dr. Bishi will give an example of how healing is intimately connected with one's diet and spiritual outlook. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
By changing your lifestyle and eating a good diet, your chances of developing a lot of diseases are reduced dramatically. And especially if you go to a vegan vegetarian diet.
Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television. On today's program, raw vegan health expert and nutritional consultant Dr. Fred Bishi from New York City, USA, shares his experiences and knowledge on the intimate relationship between health, spirituality, and diet.
The human body is such a fantastic machine, which I believe is designed by God. I've seen so many cases where people are in pain just by changing their chemistry and their lifestyle. And what happens, they, even with the same problem, they will lose their pain. Like, for instance, when I had my injury to my shoulder, where I fractured my collarbone, partially torn two tendons and tore my rotator cuff, and everybody said I needed a shoulder replacement, and three of the best doctors in New York City said that I would not get better without a shoulder replacement, said I would never really move my arm again. So, you know, through my faith and my what I was doing, through prayer, meditation, and staying on a raw diet, not only can I move my arm, I could do anything with this arm that a 25-year-old guy could do.
Based on his years of research, Fred Bishi recently published the book, Your Healthy Journey.
I start from the premise to not eat any processed food. Of course, a plant-based diet, a vegan diet, is the best way to go. You can follow a tremendous vegan diet by following this book. It tells you how to follow a raw food diet. In this book, based on my own experience of eating a raw food diet without any cooked food for a little over 40 years. So this book is very simple.
Dr. Bishi next addresses the issue of getting sufficient vitamin B12 from a vegan diet.
The normal levels for vitamin B12 is 200 to 1100 picograms per milliliter. Most clinicians, doctors would like to see above 400 or 500, but if you're a vegan vegetarian, you will be in the lower normal range, and that's perfectly safe because how they find out the normal range is they take 100 people and they average it out. It's like average. So if a person's eating a lot of meat, when you average it out, the average is going to come out to be much higher. If you take 100 raw food vegans, that average is going to be much lower. As your body becomes cleaner and becomes more biologically efficient, you don't need the amount of nutrients that the average person thinks that the average American or Australian would need, because you become a more refined, sensitive, efficient biological organism, and you need less food, and you'll have more energy on less food than the calorie under those circumstances.
A raw vegan diet is easy to maintain, and the following is a short introduction by Dr. Bishi.
basically, it's not really that complicated. A raw vegan diet consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, avocados, in some cases sprouts, and of course, juicing and blended salads and blended green smoothies. They're part of the diet that I recommend.
Sprouts have numerous healthful properties, of which many are unaware.
Now, I find sprouts sometimes are overlooked by a lot of people into raw foods. Sprouts are beyond raw foods. They're actually live foods. When you consume sprouts, you're consuming a live food. That means the electrical energy is there. Just like we have an aura around us based on our electrical energy. If you took a picture of somebody with Killian photography, you could see your energy field. Plants are the same thing. When plants are alive, they have an energy field. When you take a organically grown lettuce and you pull it out of the ground, it's not the same 6 hours later, because the electrical energy, the vital force, which is the most powerful of all the healing forces in our food, are really depleted. When I'm home, I eat sprouts every single day. And the more you eat, up to a certain point, the better off you're going to be. I've seen people that ate a lot of sprouts. One case of a young fellow in Germany had been very, very sick, and he grew all these sprouts because of the way he did it. Made a complete recovery from a serious disease.
Consuming a diversity of food types is also important.
So, you have to eat a variety of different foods, not to isolate on a few foods, so you get a variety of different nutrients, known and unknown. We don't know all the nutrients in our food. Only recently, about 20 years ago, did we realize all the different colors in fresh raw fruits and vegetables. They were really nutrients that were really very, very important.
Dr. Fred Bishi's books and DVDs are available at www.fredbishiforhealth.com. We sincerely thank Dr. Fred Bishi for informing so many people about the wonders of the vegan diet, which not only brings about optimum health, but is also the fastest way to halt climate change. We wish Dr. Bishi continued success in his future endeavors. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of Healthy Living. May we all be embraced by heaven's light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.